We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All righty, B, it's happening. We got multiple games on, place is getting full. Greg is in the building. Big man Mitch Tischler's in the building. If I know anything about Mitch, it means there's going to be some serious blackjack going down in this establishment.
There's going to be some stuff.
Now, look, right now, it's a little early, but I'm on track to win two bets. I'm at least on track. If you like low-scoring, terrible basketball, this Northwestern Florida Atlanta game is for you. It's 1918, not the year. I think that was when World War I started. Or ended. Not the year, but the score. It's terrible, but I bet the under, so I'm cool with it. It is time for Ask B. Mitch Anything.
Yeah, let's go.
But B, we got to talk about something real quick. I don't know if you heard that in the update there. This news has broken from Tom Sherwood that the D.C. Attorney General has sent Ted Leonsis a letter saying, yo, you can't move till 2047. Obviously, Ted's going to have lawyers too, but that's big news in this.
If that's in the contract, it's in the contract.
Yeah, there's no way he didn't have lawyers read it where he thought he could move earlier, but it's.
Well, based off of what I just read, it seems where he thought it was a way he can
pay it off,
pay
early.
Off some bonds early, and then it'll be out of it. And I think that they have found that that doesn't work. When you want to get something done, you can see what you want to see.
Yeah. All right, let's go to these phone lines. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. We're going. I don't know what the hell this question's about, frankly. Let's start with Alan in Frederick. What's up, Al?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. I was calling because I really wanted to understand which snub bothered Brian more. Was it the Hall of Fame or was it the Academy Awards for his breakout role in Sharknado 3 as a technician Howe? Seeing a bunch of these roles, I've never seen a radar operator played with such like intent and purpose and range. And I mean, it moved me. So I wanted to know which one bothered him more.
Actually, neither one of them bothered me, man. I just think that, you know, my time is going to come eventually.
You know, Alan, what is super bizarre is that is not the first reference to Brian's appearance in Sharknado today. We talked about it this morning because we not only have. Two card-carrying
Y'all
members.
Some funny dudes.
We have two card-carrying members of SAG-AFTRA in myself and Brian. Now, Brian got it because of his acting prowess. I got it because I was forced to because of union situations with NBC4. And I'd say force is the wrong word because I was asked to, whatever. Now, Jeff, Brian, is making his acting debut
Uh-oh.
Tonight.
Woo!
Is that accurate, Jeff?
Yes, sir.
And I don't know what... I don't know if we're naming names or what, so I won't say anything that you could drive us where you want to go. But it's my understanding you weren't even auditioning. Someone saw you on the street and said, this face, this bald man needs to be on television. Is that accurate?
It's kind of accurate, but it's not accurate. One of my boys was going to an audition, and he was like, bro, you should audition. And in my head, I'm like, man, no. And I was like, all right, because – I wasn't doing anything else, and luckily I landed a role. It ain't speaking, but I'm in the show.
Do you get paid?
Are you going to be trying to smile a lot when you're supposed to be a tough guy?
Oh, no, I'm going to keep my serious face, my Jeff Too Stern.
Are you getting paid for this role?
Yes.
All right. Attaboy. Good luck, Jeff. We'll keep the phone lines going. Zeke is in D.C. What up, Zeke?
Hey, what up, guys? Love your show.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, Brian, two things I want to ask. Well, now that you're at MGM, what's your game of choice? Gambit.
My game of choice is normally blackjack.
Blackjack, okay.
Yeah.
And the second question is, I'm heading to New Orleans tomorrow. Where's the place I can get some good gumbo?
It's the gumbo, what's the name of that thing? The Gumbo House right there on Bourbon Street.
Oh, that's what I need to know. Thanks, yep. Brian.
All right, brother. Appreciate you.
Thank you, bud. Where do you want to go, B?
Let's go to Gaithersburg.
Gaithersburg it is. Jeff is in Gaithersburg on line one. Jeff, ask B-Mitch anything.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's like the great Lanzini here. Hey, I want to find out, what are your three top picks that Washington, so for example, let's say they don't get Jaden. What do you Washington's three top picks should be?
But I think I
for
want
quarterback
to get,
or anything, any position.
I want them to get Jaden, and then I want them to go to an offensive tackle. I'm not necessarily concerned about which one because I think with those picks that they have in the second, they could probably move back into the first, and they got an extra pick in the third now. You may be able to move back into the second again. So I'm looking at a tackle and then possibly a pass rusher. They can go
with those
three.
What if they don't get Jaden? What if Chicago grabs him?
If Chicago grabs Jaden, I would think that they're going to grab Caleb.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. And by the way, Brian Schwab is not.
Rolled on the radio, I guess.
Yeah, rolled.
All right. Tough day to be Brian Schwab, I suppose. Brian Schwab, if you want to call in and defend yourself. Okay. Lamp Hill. Steve is in Silver Spring. Steve, ask me, Mitch.
Hey, guys. Okay. Love the show.
What's up, brother?
And, let me ask you something. Two-part question. One, I know you play quarterback. Let me ask you something, B. Is that something that's hard to do from playing a quarterback position, from being under center, and then all of a sudden you're getting taught from the shotgun position? Because I watched a lot of college football back in the day, not as much as I do now. But Peyton did it a lot in Indianapolis, but he never did it at Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
And the other question I wanted to ask you real quick, and you can answer both. Do you guys still get together, B, like all you ex-Redskins, you, Gary Clark, you know, all you guys? Do you guys ever get together for Thanksgiving or Christmas? I'll hang up.
All right, man. Well, the first one, thanks, I think, man. It's not as difficult if you have time to work at it. It's going to be a little different for you if you never did it before. But if you really have the time and that's what they're going to be doing, when you do things, when you repeat things over and over again, it becomes second nature. They'll figure it out. Do we get together? It's not necessarily we get together for Thanksgiving, but a lot of us get together all the time. I mean, it's not like we wait for a certain occasion. People have different events going on and may have something going on with their kids and they invite each other. So I'm around a lot of the guys that I play with often. I was with Charles Mann not long ago, with Gary. Again, I see Doc.
I feel like you're with Gary all the time.
Yeah, I see Doc damn near every day, every other day. You know, so we still hang a lot, and you can see that togetherness and that family-type mindset when we get together.
Yeah, I mean, I've been around you enough with old teammates, and it is a really good vibe. Like, you can tell.
Yeah, it
you
is.
Guys, you almost immediately kind of fall into just being one. I mean, and honestly, when I'm around you and you are with your old teammates, it feels like when I hang out with my college buddies that I haven't seen in a while.
Yeah.
Like, you immediately just go into ball-busting mode, just – guys hanging
that
out.
That happens. And every time I see Reggie Branch, it's immediate right back to when I first got here. We got to talk trash. He's going to put on
is Reggie power. Branch who you hung out with at Starboard that night?
What night? What, most nights I go to Starboard? Yeah. Reggie used to work there. He was their main bouncer.
Who am I thinking of then that was a person you only hung out with once at Starboard?
Oh, that's somebody else. He went to college with Reggie.
Okay. Yeah. I knew there was something going
Reggie
on.
Reggie was there that night.
Who wants to get weird? Anybody want to get weird?
Well, we got a person to get weird every day when we got him on air.
Commander Tequila is on the line. Commander, ask B. Mitch anything.
Hey, you guys.
What's going on, Will?
Hey, B. Mitch, you ever played Pee Wee football or high school football? Or back in the days, when we used to play football, back in the days, parents were not bad. up there playing really hard until I'm better, stronger. Now,
I
have my kids and they're older. Yeah, I play Pee Wee football and high school football. I stopped.
Thank you, Commander.
I think he said Pee Wee football.
I think he
and
I,
he said hockey football.
I think he was saying high school football.
Oh, high school, okay. Well, I played all of them. I definitely played Pee Wee and I played high school. You know,
I think he was also telling you that he played it.
He did.
I'm not entirely sure, honestly.
Tequila.
Landville, it's a little loud here with the casino and the bar and everything. Did you pick up more of that than we did? Or do you think the tequila was flowing for the Commander this early in the day?
When I answered the call, I said, what do you want to ask Beamish? And he said, I want to ask him if he played Pee Wee football. I'm like, all right, that's it. That's what he wanted to ask.
Well,
yes, I did.
Now we
yes,
know.
Yes, I did.
Let's go down to Florida. Somebody else is about to go down to Florida. Charles is in West Palm Beach. Chuck, ask Beamish anything.
Hey, guys. I listen to your show every day, man. Love your show.
Appreciate you, brother.
Hey, so I have a question. With San Francisco being so successful in the draft with Brock Purdy, do you see us drafting a quarterback later in the draft?
I think if you got one
like
sitting
a second
there,
quarterback?
I can see people That's doing it, but I would say this. What happened with San Francisco was luck. Nobody planned that. That's not something that, you don't want to say we're going to wait and get a last round quarterback and he's going to probably end up like Brock Purdy. That's a unicorn. That doesn't happen very often. So I know a lot of them are trying to now say, oh, yeah, we knew he was this. They're lying. They didn't know he was going to be their starter. That's a fact.
But to your point,
I think they should always get a second one.
Well, for Charles, you've now traded away Sam Howell, right? Yep. You've got Mariota on a one-year deal. It might be a little tricky because they're going to invest so heavily in the number two overall pick.
Uh-huh.
But if they drafted a guy late, I mean, it could kind of make sense just to have a third guy in that QB room. I think you do still have Fromm on your practice squad, and I'm not sure he's going to be gobbled up elsewhere. So you could chill with Fromm if you want.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting. I don't think it's
imperative. I think you always look for somebody with some level of skill.
Sure. I mean, certainly. We'll keep these going. Somebody wants to talk pizza. I love pizza. Brian is in Herndon. Brian, what up?
JD, D. Mitch.
What's
happy
up, brother?
Happy Friday, fellas.
Same to you, man.
Happy Friday, guys. D. Mitch, it is about to be spring break for my two boys. We're doing a Friday pizza night. Wanted to know if you were ordering pizza tonight, what you go with, and your drink of choice to complement the za.
Well, when I eat pizza, I eat the meat lovers. I want every piece of meat that they have in the pizza place. I want that on my pizza.
I like cheese
and,
pizza.
JP loves just straight cheese. He's a little kid. And I also like beer with my pizza.
What kind? What's your taste and flavor? I know you're a bourbon guy, but what kind of beer are you talking?
I like Stella.
All right.
You like those wheat beers now.
I like Stella. I like Belgium Wits. You know, those type of things.
All right.
I like cheese pizza. I really like cheese pizza with buffalo wings, and you can dip the pizza in the leftover wing sauce.
No, Jay,
that is banging.
No, bro.
That is
what
banging.
About the garlic dipping sauce?
I kind of stay away from the garlic. Kind of gives me stomach trouble.
No.
But, you know, if I decide I'm going all in and I take a stomach pill, then you can put sausage on the pizza. You can
I'm not
dip it
doing
in garlic,
all that.
Whatever you want. Thanks for the call, dude. Enjoy your pizza.
Right,
appreciate you, brother.
That's a good Catholic right there, getting ready for pizza dinner during Lent, whereas I'm eating a steak and cheese. So don't tell my priest. PJ is in Reston. PJ, ask me Mitch anyway.
Hey, happy Friday, guys. Happy Friday.
Thank you.
So I want to ask B. Mitch, counting any current and former players, who do you think would have transitioned the best to MMA? I think of guys like Ray Lewis, who was like a state wrestler in high school. Steve Smith would be like a great lightweight.
Yeah.
Yourself, I remember you on those kickoff returns getting feisty. But, well, yeah, who do you think current players would have done well in MMA?
I have to go with Ernest Biner because he was a black belt in karate and he did as much fighting as I did.
Ernest.
Always, yeah, Ernest and Wilbur Marshall, both of them were black belts in karate.
I didn't know that.
Oh,
And when they would go after each other one-on-one routes, it always turned into a little sparring match. So we call it, Ernest's nickname was Ninja Turtle.
That's funny.
Ah.
Now, one of your former teammates, I believe,
Michael Westbrook.
Yeah, Westbrook tried.
He did it a little bit. Yeah.
Oh, I hate, you know, like Westbrook, I met him. He's a huge guy. And I know he does like jiu-jitsu, brown belt, just some MMA. But, man, that thing with Steven Davis always rubbed me. He was my favorite player back then. But to hit a man when he's like laying down, I know like Steven Davis.
Bro, he was on crutches when he hit him.
Yeah, but like Steven, that visual for me of like, man, I like Michael Westbrook. I don't want to just, you know, pigeonhole somebody for one incident. But, you know, I'm like a fight fair kind of guy. But the incident where like somebody's laying down and you like walking up to them as they're laying down, punching them. It's like, man, let the man get up and fight fair.
I mean, B was there when it happened.
Yeah, I was right there when that happened, man. So.
You can't take no pleasure from punching somebody like that.
What do you remember most about that?
Why was Steve the one attack when Steve wasn't really the one that started the stuff?
Well, I don't want to say it on air, but Steven
Davis was on crutches.
Yeah, that's right. Why he was a wounded the wounded animal.
That's crazy. Thanks for the call, PJ.
Appreciate you, brother.
Appreciate you, man. All right, we'll do one more. We'll keep the phone lines open for the remainder of the day, especially as these games kind of keep going. We got one more right now. Jay is in D.C. Jay, ask B. Mitch anything.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
What's
Thanks
up, man? We're good, buddy. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. Hey, B. Mitch, look, you've been playing the league for a lot of years and everything. You've been a celebrity for a while. I just want to know, have anyone ever tried to scam you or were you ever scammed? You know, everybody trying to steal money from people for various ways. You ever get caught up in any of that?
People have tried to scam me, and hell, the biggest scammer I had was a company. I'm not going to say their name out here. But I got my money back from them eventually. But I've had a lot of people try. You know, I get all the same emails everybody else get and things of that nature. I've gotten stuff. People reach out to me and say my family member was in trouble. And I'm looking at the family member that they say is in trouble.
What about, like?
I've had a teammate who scammed a lot of us out of money. Yeah.
Was that through the PA? Oh, I think I remember
that
story.
That was through the PA. No. That was – A guy, like, whenever I see him, I'm going to touch him.
When you...
I'm still holding on to that one.
Is that someone you may have previously bought? This is a different story.
Totally different.
But, like, when you are a pro athlete and you're recognizable, like, do you have people come up to you with, like, yo, I got this property development thing?
I've had a lot of deals offered to me.
When do you learn to just shut that off?
The first time somebody offer you one.
Really?
Yeah, and you say, okay, let me get your number, and I'm gonna have my lawyer call you, and they never say nothing to you again.
For you, I mean, was stuff like that happening even in college?
Nah,
or did you not have the scratch then?
Nah, not in college.
Okay, but once you got here,
in a pro,
did it take a year or two?
As soon as I got drafted, I started getting people from high school and colleges too.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
I don't get anything like that because I think everybody knows I have two daughters and I'm broke. But
they don't care about you being or having daughters.
But I think
they want some of your cheddar, Jay.
What I get is like the "Can you get me a job?" stuff all the time, and I want to help.
That's people asking,
but I'm not in charge of that.
But you have to just tell them that. You know, look.
I've gotten a lot better,
but like, I've taken people's resumes and passed them on to people, but I let them know up front I can't guarantee you anything.
I got to ask you one more. I'm guessing this person is listening. I'm not going to name names here, but it's someone we all know quite well, all right? Someone that has been in studio with us, et cetera, all right? Someone we all know quite well is trying to get me to call his wife to say that we need him to come up to the casino.
Scotty.
I wasn't naming names, dude.
I'm naming it. I didn't say the last name. It could be Ivanka. It could be... Wild card.
He brought it up earlier this week, and I was like, no. And then he just brought it up again, I said, no.
If you got to do that, don't go. If it's that bad, stay home, because it get worse if you leave out.
Phone lines remain open, 800-636-1067. The Fan, live, MGM National Harbor.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitch and Finley live, 106.7 The Fan, MGM National Harbor, Tap Sports Bar, baby. Come through. We're done in about a half hour, but Grant and Danny will keep it going till 6:30. Both the boys are here. Danny's wearing a nice gray sweater. Grant wearing a Caps hoodie, baby. Greg Height is here, putting bets in, eating cheesesteaks. We still have a very popular Ask B. Mitch Anything segment, but, dude, the two big upsets – for Bijan Robinson. You want to hear him? He was perfect yesterday.
Already.
All right, Bijan, a couple of them are interesting. I'll say it like that. I'm gonna tell you in just a moment. I want to make sure I don't mess up the callers because I know I have a habit of doing that. Let's go to Jim in Maryland. Jimmy, ask B. Mitch Anything.
Hey, B. Mitch. I heard you a few minutes ago mention you like the Belgium beers. I just spent 3 years in Germany and used to go to Belgium all the time. And I actually have quite a few, when I say quite a few, I mean a couple hundred of the rarest beer in the world. And I was wondering if you'd be interested in me dropping off a six-pack to you sometime.
Hell yeah. Yes. Yes, yes.
The answer's yes.
I'm going to have Landfill hold on to the line right now. Landfill, hook him up with my
Well, hell,
4 minutes away.
Dude, he could bring him to the
office. I'm about 4 minutes away. I'm on my way to the casino now.
Okay.
Well, you're bringing him here? I don't know if they'll let you bring beer in here.
I don't have them with me, but I'll be there in about 3 minutes. I can get details when I get there.
All right, that's cool.
Perfect.
That's cool.
Thanks, dude. I also want some of the world's rarest beers, just so we're clear.
appreciate you.
All right. No, that's fine.
All right, man. Thank you.
See you soon. How about this? We have a live in-person Ask B. Mitch Anything.
This is
Parker Williams has a question for Brian.
When I got your friends asking me questions, man, I'm worried.
All right.
It's all right. It's not about Duckpin when they took my money the other year.
He did.
That's the last time I saw Parker.
Yep.
He's a good bowler, dude.
Occasionally. So, we all know this man here, JP. Best Irish goodbye guy in the game.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
He would disappear.
Oh, B, I'm running to the bathroom. We go.
Over, under. He said last night he told us he was going to drive here. Now, Smart move, he Ubered.
I Ubered.
And he mentioned something about six yesterday.
Six. So what's the over, under you're setting?
I'll be honest with you. If I said he's going to stay beyond it, but I think he would leave before six, but make sure he stays till 6:15 at the worst.
And why would you leave before six? You got to sit in rush hour in an Uber?
I mean, in an Uber.
We'll see.
Watch him.
We'll see.
But when I said six, he'll be leaving over there. He's like, nah, man.
We won't know when he's leaving.
I can handle that. If he goes to the bathroom, go with him.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure he comes back.
Yeah, not offended. That's all quite accurate. While I've got everyone's attention, thank you, Parker.
Park, don't let him go. What you do? I know somebody with some handcuffs in this room. I'm not going to say who it is.
Who?
Just handcuffs.
There's no police in here. Who has handcuffs in here?
It don't have to be
here.
A police, JP.
Bijan Robinson was perfect yesterday. His bracket today has two big upsets. You ready?
What's that?
These are not kind of the on-the-radar joints. He's got Western Kentucky beating Marquette, a 15 over a 2. And what is GCU? Is that Gulf Coast University? I don't know what GCU is.
I don't know. I haven't heard them.
Whatever they are, he's got them beating St. Mary's. Oh, that's Grand Canyon. Pardon me. Grand Canyon University beating St. Mary's. So if he gets those, Bijan's on to something, man. Shohei should call Bijan. The two of them can figure something out.
Well, no. Bijan needs to stay away from Shohei. Because the NFL don't play that.
Yeah, but he's allowed to bet on college hoops.
Yeah, but if he's
legally.
If he starts talking to Shohei, then he's going to be doing all types of stuff.
All right, let's keep it going. Mark is in Landover Hills. Mark, not Landover, Landover Hills. What up, man?
What's going on, JP? What's going on? One of the greatest returners of all time, fellas. Great show.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, brother.
B, I've been dying to ask you this, buddy. I always ask you football stuff, and I got one short one on that. But, man, being from the great state of Louisiana,
Louisiana.
Man, you're a good storyteller. Man, do you have any stories concerning alligator snapping turtles, snakes, or alligators?
Hold on. I wanted
to ask if you had any stories about May Day, and I'll hang up so I can listen. And you guys make sure you have a wonderful weekend.
Well, you asked me about alligators, snakes, or snapping turtles. Snapping turtles, they can harm you. So when I see one, I'm not dealing with it. My college... It has a man-made swamp right in the middle of it, and they have like six or seven.
Why would they put a man-made swamp in?
Because
aren't there enough swamps?
Our stadium was called a swamp, and we are right down there in the bayous and all. So we have six or seven alligators in the swamp. You saw the picture when I took when I was assaulting
sure.
the swamp. That picture looks very quick. It took about 2.5 hours to take that one picture because. Every time I heard something, I jumped and ran out the water because I thought it was another alligator. The alligators, when they get to 6 feet, they take them out.
I'm out on alligators.
They scared the living hell out of me.
I'm out.
But snakes, I am terrified of snakes.
I'm out on snakes.
So I can tell you the scariest thing about a snake. I was playing golf over here.
I am not as scared as you are of snakes.
Well, I was playing golf right
I don't
at
check
Andrews.
The toilet every time for a
I was
snake.
At Andrews.
Yes.
And I would all, when I first started playing golf, I would always put my foot right behind the ball to get my line. But my ball was right next to some bushes. So something was like, don't put your foot there. I put the club, and a snake snapped the club. Dude, I was even par to that point. I don't think I got under a bogey after that. Destroyed my whole world.
I don't like reptiles. I held a gator once at Gator World outside of Orlando.
I ate a gator.
I've had, like, gator bites some or gator. Whatever. Yo, this was a baby gator that I could hold. It was like maybe 3 feet long with its mouth duct taped closed, and I was terrified. I'm out on gators all the way out.
Well, what you scared? He can't bite you.
Man, I don't know.
What kind of animal cruelty y'all do with duct tape?
Man, this was like a Tiger King kind of place.
Yeah, animal cruelty.
Rodney is in D.C. Big Rod, ask me anything.
What's up, Rod?
What's up, fella? Hey, B-Mitch, when you first got – to D.C., what was your favorite club to go to? Because I heard I see y'all down Southwest. I ain't gonna name no club names. And
you mean Hogan's
the difference. Hey, Hogan, yeah. I
was that your one
nothing.
In Columbia, Maryland that hey, you swear bumped?
I used to be in Hogan's. I used to be in the Ritz. I used to be in Public Gardens. And on Tuesday nights when they had the stuff over at Classic, it was Classic. Yep. I'd be there because, like, once hey. The people leave, the people were ready.
What was
– you know hey. What I'm talking about.
Didn't you do tackling drills with some dude in an alley outside
no, that was
of Republic
Gardens?
Gardens?
Yeah. That was over by
hey,
the
what,
Center.
What was the biggest, like, difference comparison from the women in Louisiana to when you got here to D.C.?
They were more mouthy up here and always expected me to do something for them. I had many people tell me, you go buy me a drink, and I say, you're damn out your mind. I'm not buying you anything.
You sound like Stallion, dude. Sometimes you got.
When I was in Louisiana, everybody bought me drinks.
I know that's right. Hi, fellas.
Right.
All right, bro.
Thank you, Rodney. Let's go to Paul in Manassas. What's up, Paulie?
Oh, boy.
Paul, what's good, dude? You there?
Hello.
What's up, brother?
Hey, this is Brian, Manassas.
What's up, Brian? How you doing?
Hey, good. B-Mitch. Hey, every time I come across some of the old Redskins, I always got to ask them if they remember a name that, like, Gary and Dexter and Raven and Daryl Green. And you only were there for a year. He retired in 91. But it's Lego Lamp.
Oh, yeah. I remember Lego.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Well, I'm married to his granddaughter.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we had Gary and Raven all there come over for the house one time, and they told me some stories about you, man. And they said if I ever run into you or talk to you, ask you about you and Tony McGee.
Tony McGee? No. It was Jumpy Gathers. You talking about?
Because we asked about how you always used to jump on people. They said you were mean as a snake.
That was Jumpy Gathers. That wasn't Tony McGee.
Tony is too much of a class act.
Jumpy Gathers.
Jumpy, that's it. My bad. You got a hold of Jumpy.
Hey, look, if you get into it,
Gary said if you ever run into him, ask him how that worked out for him.
Hey, it worked out okay. I mean, I didn't have any
that's
more
what
fights.
Coach Joe called everybody. Coach Joe called a team meeting and said, "No weapons allowed in your vehicles." Thank you for the call.
Right.
We got one more. Let's do it now. Drew is in D.C. Last call of the day. Drew, what up?
Hey, what's up, B-Down? What's up, Jay Boogie?
What's up, bro? Yo.
Hey, I got to ask you a question, man. Have you ever been considered or even approached about being a special teams coach, or would you be open to it, or is the game too political for you right now?
Nope, I haven't, and I don't think I would be interested because I think I've watched coaches my whole career, and they are there entirely too damn long. So, I love doing a lot of stuff. I don't want to be stuck anywhere for over 10, 12 hours a day.
Thanks for the call, Drew. Another rousing edition of Ask B. Mitch Anything. When we come back, we're going to make some bets. Grant and Danny coming your way at 2 o'clock. B. Mitch and Finley live, MGM National Harbor. You hear that song, means the weekend is a-coming for the two of us. Grant and Danny are ready to rock. They got spreadsheets out. They got all sorts of stuff. Nachos. It's all happening, folks.
They got like $8,000 worth of bets over there.
If you are looking to watch hoops today, come check us out, MGM National Harbor. I will be here till at least 6:01 p.m. Grant and Danny will be here till 6:30. Jeff didn't realize he has to be here till 7. When I sat down at 9:30 this morning, Jeff said, "Yeah, I'm out of here at 6. And then Heavy Metal Chris said, "No, you're not."
Yeah, they're here till 6:30, and then you got to break stuff down. Jeff.
Landville, are you at all surprised by Jeff being confused?
Not in the slightest. No.
Jeff has to go make his acting debut, though. This is important stuff. He could win an Oscar.
That is important. He could be Grammy Jeff.
He can win an Oscar Smith.
Maybe he could be EGOT Jeff. Also important to note that a number of people are coming up to Jeff to challenge him to rap battles. How are you taking your newfound rap battle celebrity, Jeff?
I actually like it. I think we should start, you know.
Calling it rap battle
Fridays. Like we got once a month.
I think it's quarterly. I don't think we want to lean too into the rap battles. I think quarterly makes them still pop. We do them too often, it's not that big of a deal.
Monthly.
Not really. Not if Jeff keep getting slayed.
That's true.
Like Scotty did.
I won the last one.
From what I heard, you lost the first round.
He definitely lost.
And then
you won the second round.
He may have won the battle.
Y'all only
had
two rounds.
Shout out to Mike Johnson from Suitland High for maybe, possibly buying me a beer. I appreciate it. He even said, he's like, "Man, you always say you're going to buy the beer." I said, "Yep."
JP, how did you get that? Everybody here should be getting the beer from you. You tell everybody to come and meet you, you're going to buy them a beer.
Nobody's got headphones in, B. I don't think they're listening.
JP Finley is here. He owes you a beer.
I don't know that dude. I don't know that dude. Didn't somebody put something on your tab yesterday after you left?
Somebody put something on my tab.
It's on the Mitchell tab.
I already closed mine out. So I played that smart.
It's on Drew's tab. We believe him to be a high-ranking former foreign intelligence officer. Who knows who's paying for it? Drew will cover it. All right. Let's wrap up the week. Heard it here first. Jeffrey?
With some groundbreaking news, Jeff Walker won Heard It Here First this week.
That is not true.
That's so wrong.
Unfortunately, I did go Owen Walker this week.
That is bad,
that's
Jeff.
Awful. That's awful.
Not
that's
only horrible. That, yeah, but you picked Howard, and then last night you jinxed Kentucky.
And I jinxed the Caps this week. I know. I apologize.
Yeah, they gave up a touchdown.
Now,
I'm sure Grant and Danny will talk about it plenty. Caps really need a win tonight at home against the Hurricanes. I'm going to be watching.
Now, to break the three-way tie, JP, unfortunately.
I won.
No, you did not hit your bet last night.
I did not because I had BYU.
Yeah. No. Then.
BYU too?
Mm-mm. And then Landfill, you tried to chase with the 24 points. They lost by 28.
Whoa.
What a useless team.
They lost
Wait. That team lost by 28, Landfill?
Well, yeah. 90-62.
Wow.
And to win Herdy here first.
I should have known when I found out they were the Seahawks that JP thinks is a sea creature. I should have known they were going to lose.
Yo, if sea is in the name, it can be a sea creature.
Seahawks are birds. They live in the air and the land.
No, they live like in nests on like
buoys. They don't live in water.
They don't live in water. They're not.
They don't live in the water though, JP.
What do you call the birds that live on like docks?
That's not in the water.
It's not in the water.
Yeah, it's still not in the water.
They build a nest, at, like a lighthouse, in the water.
But it's not a sea creature.
It's actually
a bird.
But, yo, a seahawk is a sea creature. Look, no, man, this lady's taking a picture of us. I like everything about her except that Duke sweatshirt. So does that mean?
Unfortunately, G. Mitch won. Heard it here first this week.
Boo.
Y'all hate it.
6 points.
How long is Goatee B. Mitch sticking around? Goatee B. Mitch has a different
energy. I'm going all the way beard.
Like Fu Manchu?
Yeah.
Like
not Fu Manchu.
Like Confucius.
Not Fu Manchu, but I'm going down.
I think Confucius
like that,
rocked
that. AI-generated thing that
– Oh, when you were
I'm
old?
Yeah. I'm going to do that.
What a world. Here's all I can tell Landfill that this will help his heart rate and maybe even Chris Kynard. Brian and I are done being live at the casino for 2 days. Thank you to Chuck Culpepper.
Hey, tell CK I may call him. I may not be here Monday, depending on the grandbaby when it comes.
I will be in Orlando, so that'll
He's
get real
He's about to be double G, Mitch.
Well, that might be crazy then.
G, Mitch!
I'll be back.
Thank you to Chuck Culpepper. Thank you to Big Trav. Thank you to Troy Macker for joining us. Thank you to PFT Commenter for joining us. Thank you to everybody that called in. As B. Mitch was, as usual, a rousing success. Big thanks to Heavy Metal Chris helping us out the last 2 days. Brian and I
Jeffrey.
Are both headed to Florida. B is going for a great cause. I am going for work. You will hear from me from NFL owners meetings Monday
I'm
morning.
Going to find out if I got to continue working.
Yeah. The answer is yes. Grant and Danny coming your way next. You made it this far. B. Mitch owes you a pretzel.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.